Well, this is Pastor John. Thank you for joining me for another webcast. I'm glad that you could take some time out of your very busy schedule and study the Bible with me, Pastor John. I'm sure. I don't know about you, but as for me, I'm very, very sure. And that's what this hour is going to be about, being sure. Being sure. Just a little music that I like listening to as I work here in the office in the afternoon. Brother Albert called me earlier. Oh, you should have been privy to that conversation. It was from that conversation with Brother Al that I came up with the subject of today's webcast. I'm sure, and I think it's something that each of us need to focus upon. PJ's sure about what? What is it that he's sure about? Is it something that I should be sure about? Thank you, Alfred, for the great conversation that I was having with you a little bit earlier. And you know what? I love those kinds of conversations. You know, if we can just continue to interact with each other, it's wonderful. Well, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to talk about unsure. And what better scripture to go through than Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. I think it's a great text. It says it all. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, you know what? There is so much working against us pleasing Christ against that day that one may think about this verse and say, you know what, John, I don't think that any of us can ever say that. We are truly confident that they'd be able to make it to the end by what they think, by what they would want to do to someone. I wasn't going to share this with you, but you guys know how dearly sometimes I think I'm too, I wipe my car off too much. I like that little car a lot. I really do. I like it a heck of a lot. And I went to dinner yesterday, and when I came back to where my car was parked, it's boom, someone had just run into the driver's door of that nice little car that I like with the convertible, right? So today I had to get up and I had to take my car and put it in an auto body shop. I may not have it for, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 days. I don't know. But I had to rent a car, and the car that I rented was a Ford Fusion. I don't even know what that thing was. Driving it down the street, it feels like I'm just, the wind is carrying me. I'm afraid to put the thing on the freeway. The thing is so light, no suspension. A heavy wind would blow it over. When you're used to driving a motor car, I mean, come on. And they're trying to get us all to what? Get rid of our, look here, in order to save the environment. They want me to start driving Ford Fusions as opposed to the car that somebody ran into that I had to get fixed today, the day after Christmas, because I liked the little car. And trust me, the Fusion is just going to stay in the driveway unless I have to leave. There's no one in their right mind would. They don't drive those kinds of cars around here. I don't see. Well, yeah, I take that back. I see a couple of them on the street. I don't know why anyone would want a car like that. But I am confident of this one thing, that he, meaning Jesus, who began a good work of eternal life in me, will perfect it until the day that Jesus comes back to the earth. Me too, Paul. I'm sure. There will never be a time in my life when I hope that I would ever hear myself saying that I'm not sure whether God can truly save me. Now, sometimes I question myself to ask if I'm really saved or not because of what I think and do, what I desire, what I want to do, what I have done, what I should stop doing. See, you guys know I'm talking about it. Am I keeping it real for you? Oh, wait a minute. Don't go beyond that, Pastor John. We don't want to know what you're talking about. You already know what I'm talking about. You know what it is. I'm there with you. We're traveling on this same difficult journey called life. And then the Apostle Paul writes these words some 2,000 years ago, this confidence that he's talking about. And he talked about it all throughout the whole of it. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. Don't you see this? We see it in verse 4. Always offering prayer with joy, and in every prayer for you all. Paul says he's confident of this one thing, that he who began this good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. In Philippians 2:13, it says, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. God is at work in us. And I don't know why he chooses to get his work done through us. At times we are the most inappropriate individuals. I guess that's the way I can put it. When I think about my worthiness here, I can read this verse and say, I am confident of this very thing, that he who began the work in it will continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. I need him to, because I can't do it without him continuing it in me. I need him to do this forever. But I keep getting hung up. What I keep getting hung up on. What I keep getting hung up on is, why do I keep getting hung up? That's what I keep getting hung up upon. Why do I keep getting hung up? Since I have this confidence in Christ. Oh, I know 1 John. If we say we don't have any sin, then we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. I know Romans chapter 7. I know 1 and 2 Corinthians. And all those verses that talk about sin, wantonness, and flesh. Why am I still getting hung up? Does God know that? Yes, he knows that. And he wants you to speak from your heart confidently, that you are confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you, did he begin it in you? Yes. Did it start one day? Yes. Do you remember when God made his greatest impact in your life? Yes. Do you remember how, when you cried, how you loved it, how you wanted to hold Christ in your arms tight and kiss him and love him? I mean, just have him. Do you remember when he first came to you like that? I do. Now, he said, he that begin a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. You know what he's saying? He is going to bring that work out of you I was talking with a brother a little while back on in here in the studio while I was here thinking about doing this webcast, and the brother called, and as he was speaking to me, you could hear the joy of the love of God in this brother's voice. Jesus. Because I listen deeply when people talk to me. And I just wanted to be in the same place he's in, because I experienced that joy when we were talking about how we share Christ and how we can. And while we were sharing that, I felt real good. The more I spoke with him, the better I felt about speaking with him. I loved him. I was loving him. And I just, see, that's what I do, is I fall into that Christian love. That's all right, man. I don't care. We different from each other, but you get excited about Jesus, I'm excited about you. That's the way I look at my faith. And it's prompted by love. Man, one of the greatest, you know, but listen to this. I got it right in front of me. Definition of Love by Stephanie Sanchez, one of my students. Stephanie says, love is all about someone or something you have strong feelings for. Someone or something that interests you and that you want in your life, even if it makes you sad or happy. That's a good definition. It's a good one. But not quite good enough. I'm trying to get Paul's definition here, and I'm trying to get it right. Because it appears that he is saying that he's confident of this very thing, that he who began the work, so he's acknowledging one that had a purpose and a plan long before Paul was even born. He was acknowledging the fact that there is potential, or was potential in him, recognized by someone other than himself. And since it was recognizable, it was identifiable and readily understood. Now, I'm confident because this very love that Christ shed abroad in my heart in August of 1967, I want to share in the hearts of men and women, children, older, young, every nationality, everywhere. I want everyone to have this. Thing that I'm sure of. Which is the best, hear Pastor John out, which is the best way to share this love? All right, there it is. Which is the best way to share it? Are you gonna threaten me with the burning fires of hell? Or will you love me, sacrificing that keeps you safe for me? Now, when you love in that way, then you can say, for I'm confident of this very thing, that he who has began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, wait a minute, lest you think I made this verse up. Keep reading. Look at verse 7. It says, for it is only right for me to feel this way about you all, because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, we all are partakers. Paul was saying, not just me, but all of you. See? So this confidence level is not to be garnered. I just pretend, oh, look what I have. I'm the king's kid. I got this. I got salvation. Come on. Share this love. Share this love. I'm just going to say it. Share this love that he shared with you. Share that love. Give up some of that. Because when you find you can do that around some people that love the same God you love, then you're unashamedly associated with them in the real world. Your apprehensiveness is discussed with transparency. Usually it's old baggage that we're holding to that holds us back as humans. God has given us each the capacity to reach the heights of spiritual receptivity, so to say. So easy to love. Just put it out there. I was talking with someone, a guest at a dinner party, and they asked me if she asked me if I were happy. And I said, of course not. And she looked at me and she said, really? And I said, of course I'm not happy. I said, my whole world has changed. My values, the core beliefs that paved my way, I thought would be here 100 years after I was gone. In disillusionment, I stand here watching them all crumble and speaking with very few people that understand where I'm coming from altogether when I say something like, blushing, no one blushes anymore. No one blushes. And when you're in a society where no one blushes, and I know because that mentality has creeped in my life. It's a constant fight going on. That's why Paul says, that he's confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work. You see, God knew when each of us were born exactly what our role would be, what our task, how not that task was not going to be cared for. God knew that. He knows all these things. And guess what he did? Yeah. Well, I hope I made a little sense to you today. The day after Christmas, I'll tell you one thing. I got a couple of dapper gifts, sure did, from a daughter and from a son. And both of my daughters, I'm wearing my daughter's Christmas gift now, these beautiful boots that she gave me. And I'm wearing a son's shirt. I wore another daughter's shirt last night and felt warm in it. I feel just as warm in this one that I'm in. It's a good Christmas. I didn't buy my grandchildren anything. They have everything. They don't need anything. That's another thing. I've lived so long only to see my offspring receive stuff that they never needed, which is ridiculous. I can't see the justification in that. No. Mm-mm. Oh. You heard me drinking water, which I don't drink enough. It's been a good year of webcast. My webcasts have taken a turn, I think, for the better, because what I try to do is speak with you about terms that you might want to think about embracing as you remain alive with me during this age of unpredictability, is what I call it. I only discovered yesterday, the greatest Christmas gift, one of the greatest Christmas gifts that I could have ever received was what I received yesterday when I learned about my two grandchildren, that they are two of the brightest advanced thinking beyond my daughters. And it just dawned on me yesterday. And I'm very aware that there are forces attempting to get them to go full circle over to what I call the dark side, which I don't agree with because it's all fake. See. But usually when you go after fake stuff, you turn out to be fake. And then at the end of it, it's too late when you find out that you're a fake. Musing about it. I had a good Christmas, and I hope that you had a good Christmas. As we come towards the new year, because I don't believe in the comet Kohoutek and all that kind of stuff. Your world is going to come to an end when you die, because the world as you knew it would cease to exist. You would have no connection with it. My prayer to you. is that you would get to know the man that Paul was speaking of in verse 6. Where he says, I am confident of this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let that be your claim it of confidence. Don't just ask a person. Let me end up with this. Just don't ask them, are they confident? Because they're going to say, yes, I'm confident. Nah. Ask them, are they confident when they're going through the worst thing that they could ever possibly go through? Is Christ still there? Is God still there? Is love still there? It's love. One of the things that I've never said on a webcast, and I'm going to say it today, and I hope that I don't forget it. I've never said this on a webcast. If my captors capture me and torture me, I would ask God to give me the know-with-all to love them with the love of Christ as they torture me to death. If I could love them with sweet love, greater than the pain. Because that's what Christ did when he died for us on Calvary. He loved me with some sweet love. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for listening to me slow down sometimes when I give a webcast, and to think about my relationship with Christ, my relationship with God, my relationship with loving you, you loving other people, sharing the good news of the gospel. That's what we call it, right? Now go out and win a brother or a sister for Christ, right? Get him to join your prayer meeting group, right? Wrong, wrong, wrong. Get organization out of your mind. Nah. But put organism in your mind. Once that organism of love that you are so bountifully boasting upon, once that is shared, you see, then everyone would know, because your game will be out. Everyone would know. God bless you. You know the drill. Whatever you do, yeah, stay into the Word.